Chapter 13. "And now, ladies and gentlemen," Count Olaf said, stepping forward to address the audience, "I have an announcement. There is no reason to continue tonight's performance, for its purpose has been served. This has not been a scene of fiction. My marriage to Violet Baudelaire is perfectly legal, and now I am in control of her entire fortune."
There were gasps from the audience, and some of the actors looked at one another in shock. Not everyone apparently had known about Olaf's plan. "That can't be," Justice Strauss cried.
"The marriage laws in this community are quite simple," Count Olaf said. "The bride must say, 'I do,' in the presence of a judge, like yourself, and sign an explanatory document. And all of you," here Count Olaf gestured out to the audience, "are witnesses."
"But Violet is only a child," one of the actors said. "She's not old enough to marry."
"She is, if her legal guardian agrees," Count Olaf said. "And in addition to being her husband, I am her legal guardian."
"But that piece of paper is not an official document," Justice Strauss said. "That's just a stage prop."
Count Olaf took the paper from Violet's hand and gave it to Justice Strauss.
"I think if you look at it closely, you will see it is an official document from City Hall."
Justice Strauss took the document in her hand and read it quickly. Then, closing her eyes, she sighed deeply and furrowed her brow, thinking hard. Klaus watched her and wondered if this were the expression Justice Strauss had on her face whenever she was serving on the High Court.
"You're right,"
she said finally to Count Olaf. "This marriage, unfortunately, is completely legal. Violet said, 'I do,' and signed her name here on this paper. Count Olaf, you are Violet's husband, and therefore in complete control of her estate."
"That can't be,"
said a voice from the audience, and Klaus recognized it as the voice of Mr. Poe. He ran up the stairs to the stage and took the document from Justice Strauss.
"This is dreadful nonsense."
"I'm afraid this dreadful nonsense is the law," Justice Strauss said. Her eyes were filling up with tears.
"I can't believe how easily I was tricked," she said. "I would never do anything to harm you children. Never."
"You were easily tricked,"
Count Olaf said, grinning, and the judge began to cry.
"It was child's play winning this fortune. Now, if all of you will excuse me, my bride and I need to go home for our wedding night."
"First let Sunny go," Klaus burst out. "You promised to let her go."
"Where is Sunny?" Mr. Poe asked.
"She's all tied up at the moment,"
Count Olaf said.
"If you'll pardon a little joke."
His eyes shone as he pressed buttons on the walkie-talkie and waited while the hook-handed man answered.
"Hello? Yes, of course it's me, you idiot. Everything has gone according to plan. Please remove Sunny from her cage and bring her directly to the theatre. Klaus and Sunny have some chores to do before they go to bed."
Count Olaf gave Klaus a sharp look.
"Are you satisfied now?"
he asked.
"Yes,"
Klaus said quietly. He wasn't satisfied at all, of course, but at least his baby sister was no longer dangling from a tower.
"Don't think you're so safe,"
the bald man whispered to Klaus.
"Count Olaf will take care of you and your sisters later. He doesn't want to do it in front of all these people."
He did not have to explain to Klaus what he meant by the phrase, "take care of."